She's very elderly. She must be about 80-some years old at this time. And the three messages that these children were given, two of them were openly accounted for. They were common knowledge, but one, a third was a secret. But they all had to do with the first one with bringing the communist government in Portugal back into the fold of Catholicism, and the others had to do with dedicating the country of Russia to the Virgin Mary, and this had to be done by a pope, and a pope had to call a conclave where he brought all the cardinals and bishops together, and at one time they all dedicated Russia to the Virgin Mary, and if they would do this, if the, a pope would do this, that the world would be saved another great war and many other errors and great crisis that would come from a lack of doing this. Now these messages were given right during the time, before the time, that the Bolshevik Revolution took place. So these were predictions about the impact that Russia was going to have in the world, communist Russia, before Russia was even communist. These messages were given to the children before the miracle. Therefore, when they were given these messages, it was still Tsarist Russia. But the month that the miracle occurred, communist Russia began. And in agreement with that, of course, we see World War II. And we see in the history of Catholicism that the popes that came to rule after that time period refused to call this conclave where the cardinals and the bishops came together and dedicated Russia to the Virgin Mary. And because of this, this third message that was a secret and is still much under discussion in Catholicism about what's contained in the secret. It's in the, a special box in the Vatican, and each new pope has the right to go in and read this secret, and he can have an understanding of what it is and how he's supposed to relate to it. But from the Catholic scholars that have pulled out from bits and pieces and this and that what this third secret was about is that if the popes were unwilling to call this special conclave and dedicate the Russia to the Virgin Mary, that the world would have to go through a great chastisement at the end prior to the ushering in of the millennium of peace. Now, brothers and sisters, this is echoing the prophecy of the white buffalo lady. And the present pope believes in the apparitions. Not every pope has been supportive of the apparitions of the Virgin Mary, but this one believes in it. And he believes in